Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Lipbone Redding, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Traveling about 300 days a year. I don't do that many shows, but I'm out there traveling about.
300.
Well, I discovered that I have a kindred animal spirit. I really do. It's the chimney swift. Have you ever heard of this bird? You know this, the chimney swift? They stay aloft for like 80% of their life. Now, you biologists or ornithologists out there, don't come calling to me and tell me, oh, it's actually 72% or something. But you know what I mean. They stay up there a long time. They feed on the wing. They bathe on the wing. They're always on the wing, except when they want to come and have a family for a little while. And they land in a chimney. And they can't walk upright, they have to hang sideways. Ah. So I thought, that sounds like me. So yeah. I come home every now and then.
What do you call home now?
Well, the beautiful flying machine mostly, but also—
Tell us about the beautiful flying machine.
Well, it's a Ford Transit, and you could stand up in there, and it's got a solar panel on top, and it's got a nice bed in there. And I used to do a soccer mom van for a while. I had a little stick figure family on the back and everything because I was trying to be in stealth mode. But it just was too cramped, and I just traveling too much and staying in way too many hotels. And I thought, I want my own house wherever I go. So it's kind of like a tiny house, but diesel-powered, and solar-powered, yeah.
You able to take care of it yourself? You do mechanical work on it?
No, I got a good warranty on that thing, though.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So I took an almost year-long sojourn in India. I decided I was going to go, and I ended up going to Varanasi, which is one of the oldest living cities on the planet. And it has been going about the same rate for the past 3,000 years. And so I went back home to visit my family in North Carolina, and I was at a little restaurant, and this woman who I'd never met before came up to me and said, I heard you're going to India. I was wondering if you could do me a favor. I said, well, what would you like? She says, well, I have a friend who passed away a few years ago, and her name is Robin, and I was wondering if you'd scatter a little of her ashes in the Ganges. And I said, whoa. Okay. She said, okay, I'll go home and get her. She's in my underwear drawer. And so she came back, and she's got this little red Zales velvet jewelry box with a little bag, and there's some ashes in there, and there's a card. It said, Robin Snowden, Beaver, Pennsylvania. Have a nice journey. So I put Robin in my backpack at the very bottom there, and I took off. Went to India, went to Varanasi, as a matter of fact, pretty early on in the trip. And there we went out one day, and Varanasi's beautiful at night. They call it Kashi, the city of lights, because every night about sunset, they light these little candles on leaves and send them down the river. Thousands of them. And it's so beautiful. It looks like a river of stars. And the praying and the singing. And we scattered Robin that night. And all gathered on the shore and wish her farewell and sing her song. Somewhere where we wore no clothes,
summer day on the mountain, nights are cold, but we never froze. And if the path we chose connects, then God knows, time will only tell us, I suppose. You chose the rose, I got stuck with dust between my toes. But my heart is on fire, girl, my heart is on fire. Something burning, oh Lord knows it must be me. November leaves falling from the trees. I've been calling, there are nobody there calling them to be. Seems like you and I connected by a blue sky, a telephone wire. Whoa, yeah, my heart is on fire. My heart is on fire. The other day I had a very vivid vision of you, circled in flame. Your tongue was written 10,000 beautiful names. Each one said I'd be a friend until the very end of you. But there is no end to you. There is no end, and my heart is on fire. My heart is on fire. My heart is on fire. Something burning, Lord. Must be me.
Went to India, and I was there for about a year, and I came back from India, and I didn't know where I was going to be. I was going to be in Philly or Lexington or Greenville or L.A. or San Francisco. I didn't know where I wanted to be. I went back to the place that I knew the best, which was New York. Gosh, I can't let the momentum die. So I just went out one morning with my guitar on my back. I played a little in the subway. I was like, this has got to evolve something. And so I just started taking CDs to every single place. New York's a grid. It's very easy that way. So I just start walking the grid. I go up one street and cross all the avenues, come back down another street, cross all the avenues, and everywhere along the way that looks like they, even if they didn't have live music or they needed some live music, I would go in and try to, you know, talk to them. My whole challenge was to be able to get a gig without actually ever letting them hear my music, because I didn't have a great CD at the time. So I tried to use my winning charms, and it worked maybe, you know, a tenth of the time. So.
But you did a residency someplace, right?
Yeah, at Jules Jazz Bistro.
Yeah, what's that place like?
Well, that was a beautiful, cool place. The guy, George, who owns it, he loves music. Everybody's played at this place, including Nora Jones and lots of, I couldn't even tell you all the people that
say no more. You've already said enough.
Just to the top there. It's a tiny little place, and they serve wine and French food, and they have music every single night of the week and twice on Saturdays and Sundays. And so this French woman calls me up one day on it, and she's, "Libon, can you come on Tuesday?" I'm like, how did you, "Oh, we heard your CD, someone dropped it." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And apparently I had dropped off the CD at this place, and it was at the bottom of the pile, but the guy who was cleaning that day, the owner goes, "Take this crap off, let's dig in that pile and pull something good." And I accidentally got put on the CD, and they go, "Get this guy, Libon." And so, boom, I'm Libon. There I am. And I ended up playing for 7 years. I started on Tuesday night, ended up playing on Friday nights and Sunday brunches. And then he had another place in Brooklyn, and I ended up playing there on Monday night. So I had three nights a week with these guys, and we became like a big family. And we did Bastille Day in the middle of July, when the street is like a big giant pizza oven in New York. It's baking. But there's so, you know, dun 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 dun, and champagne, and it's, yeah.
And here he is, Le Bon.
Yeah. Hi, all my friends.
Le Boon.
Well, I lived in New York City for a while, it's true. It was my very first experience in a luxury apartment. It was a luxury apartment in the Bronx. A 12x8 luxury apartment in the Bronx. And they called it a luxury apartment because it had a veranda. Yep. It was months before I found out it was really a fire escape. But one night I was out on my veranda, and there was a beautiful Puerto Rican girl on her fire escape, and I said, "Hola, mamacita, ¿cómo está?" And she said, "Nuh-uh, no you didn't." I said, "Wait, I said, come over here. I wrote a song for you. It's called Party on the Veranda." She said, "That ain't no veranda." I said, "Okay, what is it?"
"A fire escape."
I said, "Okay, well, I call it Party on the Fire Escape for you then. What do you think?" She said,
"Okay."
So here it is, Party on the Fire Escape. Doom, doom, doom. There's a train rumbling by, come roaring through the Bronx, heat of the summertime. Fire hydrant down on the corner, right in front of Rosario's store. The kids laughing and running. Big rainbow against the parked cars. Mamita, come to your window. Let's have a party on the fire escape. Mamita, come to your window. We're gonna have a party on the fire escape. Lisa, Lisa, hair of gold. Lisa, Lisa, heart of stars. And we're gonna have a party on the fire escape. Let's have a party on the Cielito lindo. Gonna have a party on the fire escape. All right now. There's a musician on the fifth floor. He's in love with that Puerto Rican girl next door. Plays a guitar to a cassette tape and comes out on the evening in the fire escape. Clears his throat, knows no shame. Plucks a few notes and then he sings out a name. He sings out a name. Yeah. Lisa Lee.
a hair of gold. Lisa, Lisa, heart of stars. And we're gonna have a party, the fire escape. Let's have a party on the fire escape. Come to your window, gonna have a party on the fire escape. Remember back when life was simple and good. Boom, 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 boom. Chilling on the steps of the block of old neighborhood. Drink your rum and dance into the morning. Music coming from around the corner. Let's go back there again.
You have a very healthy voice. You have, you know, this incredible range and so many different sounds that you can put out. It's cool. Do you take care of your voice?
Yeah, it's squeezing out tonight. Yeah, yeah. No, I do. I try to take really good care of it by singing at least 4 hours a night. Because I had a vocal teacher in college. I was her bane. She hated it. I just made too much noise for vocal production class. I wouldn't shut up. I was like, that guy, you know?
Oh, excuse me.
And she did. She taught me a lot of exercises on how to relax my instrument. So, and I realized early on that this is not a normal instrument I'm dealing with. You know, this is not just some guy reciting poetic lyrics in a melodic way. I have a thing where I have to dig deep and, you know.
Well, you're a lovely guitar player. Your voice is as much an instrument in all of this stuff as a guitar is. It's just so cool. It seems like you're experimenting with your voice throughout your performance.
Always. It's all an experiment. Yeah, it really is. So there I was in Santiago, Chile. I look out the window and there's about 30 stray dogs running right next to the plane, right there in front of the Andes Mountains. I thought, wow, maybe it's not a bad life to be a dog on the street. In Santiago. Santiago. Check it out. I'm a dog on the streets of Santiago. Once had a home, but now I'm stray. Times I run alone with my compañeros. Freedom is a struggle, but hey, I don't want it any other way. In Santiago. Santiago. Now check this out. Mama was a purebred. Woo, she lived the life. She had fences and family. She was a rich poodle's wife. But then she fell in love with daddy's one floppy ear. And one night, hopped the fence, and that's how I am here. Born in a trash bin behind La Moneda, just known the rough life since I was a pup. Mama said, welcome to your life, kid. Make the most of it. You got nothing to lose, never give up. Good luck, baby, good luck. In Santiago, 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 Santiago. Garbage cans for a little something to eat. Well, I'm not worried, I'm not worried, not in the least. One man's garbage is another dog's feast. And the moon is the guardian of all lost children and music, y'all, music. That's what warms up the night. And here on the corner, you know what we do? We howl at the moon. For all who are lonesome tonight and all that is right, let me hear you say, in Santiago, boom, Santiago, Santiago, Santiago. In Santiago. Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
I would like to thank our guest, Libbone Redding, for being with us this evening. And thanks to all of our volunteers for their help with our production. And those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. We strive to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Once again, let's hear it for Libbone Redding.
Thank you. don't take it, man. Don't start telling lies. All the things he has, please mention me. Oh, one those songs you write. Dedicated to my crunchy country girl. Boy, dancing out of Kentucky tonight.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Litbone Redding for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook.
The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.